ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 2 kulwezi 2018 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umkhokheli wenkonzo eye Prophetic Healing and Deliverance PhD umnumzana Walter Magaya uhlawuliswe amadola ngamakhulu amathathu esibambiso sebayili ecaleni aletheswayo elokwephula umthetho oqondisa ukuthengiselwa kwaZulu imithi yokwelapha. Ibandla leMDC kusigaba sakobulawayo lithi lokhu lime ngesinqumo salo sokuthi umsekeli kaMeya waleli dolobho umnumzana Thina Shekambarami kufanele achiyele uKhansela Mlando Ncube isikhundla. Kuhlelo Woza Friday silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa uQhizo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Umprofeti umnumzana Walter Magaya owensonto ye-Prophetic Healing Deliverance ubemiswe emthethwandaba lamuhla isetheswa icala lokumemezela ukuthola umuthi wokwelapha umkhuhlane wengculaza lemvukuzane. Umchuchisi umnumzana Sebastian Mutiziriwa utshele umthethwandaba ukuthi amapholisa athola amasamanisi okuguduza endlini kaMagaya, athola imitshina yokulungisa umuthi uMagaya awuphe ibizo lokuthi i-Aguma. Umanji unkosazana Rumbidzai Mugwagwa uphe uMagaya ithuba lokuhlawula imali esibambiswe ngamadola ngamakhulu amathathu, njalo waziwa ukuthi waziswe ukuthi uzamela phenduka emthethwandaba mhla ka-26 kuyona le inyanga ukuzothoniswa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gando Studio 7 uxoxe lomfundisi Ray Motsi owensonto ye-Baptist Church ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Eyabe phambanisile nxa ukuthi ukuthi khona akala ulwazi olugcweleyo ngakho akhuluma ngakho kumbe ngomuthi wona lo athi yena ulawo. Nxa kungena singathi thina ubufakazi obugcweleyo ngawo umuthi wangukhona, uyabe uphambanisile ngoba uyabe ukhohlisa abantu phela.
Kodwa khona kuyayenza yini ukuthi umuntu ongumfundisi olikholwa onjengawe ahlanganise imithi ayelapha abantu njengalokho akutsho ukuthi kwenzile yena uMagaya?
Akula problem ukuthi kufana vele lokuthi umuntu ungahamba kunika imali umuntu ukuthi athenga umuthi. Umuthi ngumuthi. Into esiyazisebenzisiyo thina abakholwayo izinto ezamadlozi ezokuvukelwa nokudinga eminye imimoya ukuthi isinike imithi. Baya ukuthi ngumuthi vele owaziwayo njenge umringa ukuthi umuntu engathatha amahlamvu afake kuporridge kuyasiza. Akula problem. Iproblem ukuthi kona nxa usuphuma wena uzenza umfundisi kodwa usuphuma usuyodinga ezinye izinto ngaphandle kwechechi ezingani vele lokholo ezingasiza abantu ukhohlisa abantu njalo akulunganga. Thina abafundisi esikutsho khonokho.
Kodwa bona bakhona yini abafundisi lamaprofita atshela abantu okungayisikho ethandazela amanzi esithi bazasila bengasoze basile? Baningi yini?
Baningi vele ngoba isiKristu lesifundisi sesithathwa njengo umsebenzi kumbe indlela ekuthola ngayo imali. Manje thina abafundisi nxa singakhulumi ngakho akula omunye ozakhuluma ngakho ngoba lokhu kubi akulunganga. UNkulunkulu uzabajezisa abantu abayenza khonokho kumbe amaprofethi amanga. IBhayibheli lithi lona uNkulunkulu uzabajezisa ngamanga abo, akulunganga lakho.
Lo ngumfundisi Ray Motsi owesonto ye-Baptist Church ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ukusenjalo asizweni kokunye okuphume ekuthethweni kwamacala kweminye imithethwandaba eHarare.
Owake waba nguvice chancellor wekolitshini ele University of Zimbabwe osikwica mfundo leVinyagura umiswe phambi komthethwandaba labanye ababili besetheswa icala lokusebenzisa izikhundla zabo ukuqhuba imisebenzi yamakontrakti kwamanye amakampani okungekho emthethweni. Umantshi unkosikazi Mgwagwa uthi unyagura labanye bakhe kumele bahlawule $500,000 emuntwini ngamunye yesibambiso sebail ukuze bathoniswe bevela emakhaya abo njalo baphenduke edale mhlaka 7 zibandlela 2019. Igqweta likanyagura labanye bakhe umnumzana Wilson Manase utshela iStudio 7 ukuthi icala eletheswa abamelayo kalila khanda. Unyagura ulelinye njalo icala elisemthethwandaba eliphathelane lokuthi wasebenzisa njalo isikhundla sakhe ngendlela engayisiyo ngokunikeza isicoco se-doctorate kumkakhe kowayengumongameli welizwe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe engenzanga izifundo. Kolunye njalo udaba obelusemthethwandaba uMantshi walele ukukhululwa kwenkokheli yenhlanganiso yezisebenzi ye-ZCTU ebotshelwe ukuqoqa ukutshengisela kokukhonana ngesimo esiselizweni ikakhulu kwezenotho. Umagwagwa uthe amalunga awe-ZCTU agoqela umkhokheli wayo umnumzana Peter Mtasa lo mnobhala jikelele umnumzana Jafet Moyo kumele bamiswe phambi komthethwandaba bechasisa lokho abetheswa khona njengoba kulobufakazi bamagwaliba abatholakala belawo ayemumethe okungachotshozela uZulu ukuvukela uhulumende. Akubizozwayo ngalinyanga kaLwezi umsakazo wakho ukwethulela ingxoxo eziphathelane lomumo oseZimbabwe okwamanje. Mahlabezulu liyamenywa kulezi ngxoxo eziza kwenzelwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe ngokusebenzelana labe Media Center. Asidibaneni lami uPraxedes Jeremiah kulezi ngxoxo endaweni esizalazisa zona. Lingakhutshwa yileli thuba, okuningi kuyalandela.
Ibandla le-MTC kusigaba sakobulawayo lithi lilokhu lime ngesinqumo salo esokuthi umsekeli kameya waleli dolobho umnumzana Tinashe Kambarami kufanele achiyele ukhansela Mlando Ncube isikhundla ngoba kwakuvele kungafanelanga asithathe. Lokhu kulandela imbiko ethi unobhala jikelele waleli bandla umnumzana Douglas Monzora uthi izigaba zama-provinces azilamandla okuxotsha ilunga esikhundleni lingakahlaliswa ku-disciplinary committee. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla isibona ngeziphathelane lamakhansili umnumzana Cecil Zwidzayi ulobele isigaba sakobulawayo incwadi esazisa ngokuthi umnumzana Kambarami achiye lesi sikhundla. Umabhalani wesigaba sakobulawayo kuleli bandla unkosazana Sibusisiwe Adams waselobela umnumzana Kambarami incwadi ekuqaleni kwayo nale iviki emazisa ngalokho. Umeya weVictoria Falls umnumzana Somvelo Dlamini wathathelwa inyathelo elifanayo utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kakemukeli incwadi emazisa ukuthi usengabuyela esikhundleni sakhe njengalokho okuphuma kweminye imibiko. Abanye abamiswa umsebenzi ngamakhansila ambalwa aleli bandla kanye lomeya weChegutu. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC kobulawayo umnumzana Edwin Dlovu uthi isigaba sakobulawayo salandela umthetho webandla.
Xa engabizananga nge-7 days sesizalandela i-processes ke zebandla ezichasiswa ngonobhala jikelele ukuthi thina njenge-province sesizarecommenda ku-National Disciplinary Committee ukuthi thathe amanyathelo ngalowo councilor owazange arizayine esimtshelileyo ukuthi karizayine. Yikho-ke ama-processes atshoyo asezaqala. Akulanto esitshintshile eguqukileyo hhayi lokho kufanana lendlela esakufaka ngayo ukuthi simpha 7 days ukuthi ayehle ekubeni-ke ngumsekeli kasodolobha.
Unobhala jikelele umnumzana Monzora kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Unobhala jikelele uyakwazi konke okwenzakalayo kodwa-ke kungumlando wakhe kungokunye kwemisebenzi yakhe ukuthi akhumbuze inhlanganiso-ke ngesisekelo sebandla ukuthi kambe ama-processes ebandla ahamba njani. Yikho-ke usikhumbuzile-ke lathi ukuthi hhayi linanzeleleke lina lixotshe umuntu kalithini kodwa-ke liyarecommenda ukuthi umuntu axotshwe xa kuyukuthi sephambanise. Kule branch disciplinary committee, ward disciplinary committee, district disciplinary committee, provincial disciplinary committee, le-national disciplinary committee. Yikho-ke thina kungahlala i-disciplinary committee lapha sesizakarecommenda-ke kwi-national disciplinary committee-ke ukuthi lowo muntu-ke ngasuspend kumbe ngaxotshwa enhlanganisweni ngoba engalandelanga isinqumo sebandla. Ngoba singakhangela-ke i-nationally yiyo yachoyo yakhethayo ukuthi umsekeli ke kasodolobha kumele kube ngubani ekuyo province. Iprovince ke ilandela isinqumo esavela kunational. Yithe kumele sibone ukuthi leso sinqumo siya implementwa ngoba lo councilor usesigabeni sethu ku province yethu yakobulawayo. Yikho ke thina ke simbhalele leyo ncwadi ukuthi hayi ndoda zehlele wena nxa ungafuna ukwehla sesirecommenda ke unational disciplinary committee ukuthi lowo muntu kanjani amiswe kuba lilungu lenhlanganiso.
Ngezinye indlela akulakuxabana lapha kumbe ukungazwisisani kubandla.
Hayi akulakuxabana ngitho sikhuluma nje ilanguage efana nayo sihlabela ingomanye kodwa ke bese sishiyana ngokuthi ke amavesi angikhona kambe sifika sine njani lapha senze njani nobhala jikelele mbona ngani nje okwakhe kukhumbuza okwethu umnumzana Gambarami sesimkhumbuzile samtshela ukuthi ndoda yihla kuleso sihlalo nge-7 days mayazehlele yena voluntary angayala ke ukwehla ke yikho ke sesi-activate ke ama-processes okuthi ke aye ku-disciplinary committee ka-suspend axotshwe lawo ama-processes sizalandela ngendlela okubekwe ngayo ngunobhala jikelele.
Lo ngumnumzana Edwin Dlovu, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC kobulawayo. Asenelisanga ukuxoxa lo mnumzana Mozora ngalolu daba njengoba ucingo lwakhe belungangeni.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela udaba lwecala eletheswa umfundisi Magaya wenkonzo ye-PhD lapho athi usethole umuthi wokwelapha imvukuzana yile ngculaza. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uMike Pompeo uthi akusensuku zajalwa ukuthi ilizwe lakhe lithese izijeziso zenotho kulabo abalomlandu wokulaya ukubulawa kwentatheli izindaba yakwele Saudi Arabia obulawelwe esigodleni someli weSaudi Arabia kwele Turkey. Iinkulungwane lenkulungwane zezisebenzi zenkampani yegudu ziphume emahofisini zikhondona ngokungaphathwa kuhle ngumqatshi ikakhulu ekuhlukuluzweni kwezisebenzi zesifazana lapha ziqonyiswa ngezesilisa okungelanhlonipho. Abenhlanganiso zokholo lwesiKristu abanjengeCatholic Commission for Peace and Justice ebandleni le-Roman Catholic bathi bakhathazekile ngesimo esiselizweni lapho iningi eliqhubeka lingezwani kulokufuthelana lokungathembani okwenza ilizwe lehluleke ukuqhuba inhlelo zentuthuko. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abe-CCJP bathi lokhu ukungezwani kuvezwe sobala impumela yokhetho lukamhlaka 13 Ntulikazi la kunhlangothi zonke zempilo kusukela ezigabeni abasakhulayo abahlala emaphandleni lemadolobheni kanye lokuxhasana ngemihlobo. Obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo ku-CCJP umnumzana Paul Mchena ulandisa ngokukhathazeka kwabo ngesimo esiselizweni.
There's need to actually put to functionality particularly the Commission of National Peace and Reconciliation. It should now
kumele isebenze ngokufaneleyo iCommission ye National Peace and Reconciliation eyabekwa ukuba ilungise indaba zokuxabana kwabantu elizweni. Kumele iCommission iqube umsebenzi wayo ngokufaneleyo ukuhlanganisa lamaqembu abantu alokhe bephathekile ngemva kwezehlakalo ezaba khona kusikhathi esedlule. Thina njengabezokholo sikubona kumqoka ukuba zidingwe indlela zokwenza kube lokukhulumisana ngalezi zehlakalo, kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa konke okuhluphayo phakathi kwethu endaweni yokuba abantu baqhubeke bedonselana. Sikhona ngempela isizathu sokuba kuxoxisanwe aphole lawo manxeba asebantwini.
Yeah, as we can see, the nation is wounded.
Okhokhela inhlanganiso ephatheke emikhankasweni yokufundisa uZulu phezu kwesisekelo sombuso eye hashtag this constitution, unkosazana Abigail Mupambi uthi inkinga elizweni kuba uZulu elokhe ekhangelele kunkokheli yezombusazwe ukuba kube yiyo ekhokhela kwezokumanyaniswa kwabantu.
Uzathola ukuthi asisela way forward ngaphandle okukhangelela ukuthi kambe uleader bani uyavuma yini ukuthi kube nje, kumbe uleader bani oyebandlela ithize uyavuma yini kumbe uyala yini. Sesikunanzelele ukuthi abantu yibo kumele bathathe leadership, ukuthi mase sithe safika endaweni ezinje ilizwe kumele liqonde ngapi.
Okudingakalayo elizweni, umphambi ethi uZulu weZimbabwe kumele yakhulumisane ukuqeda lokhu kungezwani elizweni.
Uzabona ukuthi MDC yiyo ekhokhelela esingathi khona the most economically active councils in the country, amakhansili onke emadolobheni. Sesikangele iZANU-PF layo ila makhansili emaphandleni ibuye njalo ibe lo president ku-state house. Asibone thina i-need yokuthi ube nomunye kumbe ongehluleki ukuthi akhulumisane lomunye, si-focus ngokuthi thina silungise izinto ezihlupha abantu abeZimbabwe.
Abezokholo kanye labenhlanganiso ezisebenzisana loZulu bathi ngoba ukube lokhe kudonselanwa abantu beqinisa amakhanda besima ngalokho abakholwa kikho kungasizi lutho. Bathi lokhu kwenza ukwaZulu elizweni kuyikho kanye osekubangele lesi simo ilizwe elikiso kwabuyisela muva intuthuko uqobo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu eleHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi uza kupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangajwayelanga ukudlala ukuba batshengise italenta labo kumidlalo emithathu eseleyo kusizini yalonyaka. Intathe izindaba yithu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Matinda utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba iqembu le-Highlanders alisekho kumncintiswano wokuphakamisa inkezo, ikanti njalo kalikho engozini yokugunyulwa kusigaba saphezulu, okuyinto emupha isibindi esokubadlalisa abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala ukuze batshengise ukuba kumele bayale belokhu beyingxenye yaleli qembu.
Kusele 3 games and those 3 games labanye ababengadlali kumele sibaningi ijazi. Amfuni kona next year uzothola kade umdrophe njani engamdlalisa, kumele adlale la etshintshe izinto i-opportunity.
Imidlalo yenguqu esigaba seCasilaka Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki yamaviki amathathu lambili kule mpela viki, njalo iqembu le-Highlanders lizadibana lele Harare City ngensonto enkundleni eBaba Fields. Kodwa yona imidlalo iyaqala kusasa ngomgqibelo lapho amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu le-Yadala lizadlala lele-Bulawayo City enkundleni yeRufaro. Iqembu le-ZPC Kariba lizadibana lele-Chapungu enkundleni yeNyamunga. Iqembu le-Chickenin lizemukela ele-Black Rhinos ngaseLuveve, kuthi ele-Nitroot lizajana lele-Rentals ngase-Ascot. Kweminye imidlalo yangensonto, iqembu le-Mutare City Rovers lizadibana lele-Capes United ngase-Vengere. Iqembu le-Shabani Mine lizadlala lele-FC Platinum ngase-Maclass, njalo iqembu le-FC Platinum lidinga umklomelo wodwa nje kuphela kulomdlalo ukuba lihle liphakamise isicoco se-league. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lile miklomelo ngamachuma isikhombisa lanye, kuthi elenkezi Platinum elisendaweni yesibili lile miklomelo ngamachuma isithupha lambili, okutsho ukuba elenkezi Platinum lingenelisa ukubuthelela imiklomelo engamachuma isikhombisa lanye kuphela, loba linganqoba kwimidlalo yonke emithathu eliselelayo. Iqembu le-Dynamos lizemukela iqembu le-Triangle ngaseRufaro, kuthi iqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars lizadlala lele-Bulawayo Chiefs ngase-Powerpump. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League sikhuphe umbiko ukuba umdlalo we-final yomncintiswano walonyaka wenkezo ye-Chibuku Super Cup oza kuba phakathi kweqembu le-Triangle le-Harare City uzadlalelwa enkundleni yeKipo ngomgqibelo omhlazi li-10 kunyanga kaLwezi. Kusenjalo, iqula elibona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho lokudinga inkokheli yentsha yenhlanganiso yezifa selikhuphe umbiko othi kulabanye abakade befuna ukuncintisa kukhetho kumele liqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwenyanga kaMpandula asebevalelwe phandle ngezizathu yokuthi yangkhona zizavezwa. Laba ngabagoqela uFelton Kamambo yena obefuna ukuncintisana lomongameli wezifa uPhilip Chiyangwa, uGift Banda obekade efuna ukuncintisana nalo umsekeli kamongameli uOmega Spanda, kanye lomlungisi moyo obefuna ukuba lilunga lebhodi. Lokhu kutsho ukuba uChiyangwalo Sibanda asebeza qhubekela phambili bekhokhela inhlanganiso yezifa ngoba kuseyela ozancintisana labo kukhetho. Abaphumelele ukuba bengene kukhetho lokudinga amalunga ebhodi ngabagoqela uSugar Changunda, uStanley Chapeta, uChamunuru Chiwanza, uPhilimon Machana, uBrighton Malandwile kanye loBerry Manandi. Nyimi leyo umsakazo weStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa uQhizo, yena ke ucula umdumo wakulezinsuku weQom Kwaito. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Abaningi ngokuswelakala kwemisebenzi wayakhilikithela wayawela ongulukudela wayatshona khonala emzansi emshishi. Ngikhuluma ngejakelidaba kwedudu zethu Nqako Bulawayo ke uQhizo, yena-ke usitshela ngembali yakhe.
UQhizo wazalelwa ePhelandaba koBulawayo, afunda lapha ngasemthombo wesizwe from iprimary yonke. Uma ngiqeda lapha ngayofunda e-North Lee High School. Into ye-music ngayiqala ngisasesikolweni. Ngathi kahle kahle ngaqala ngisase e-primary. Ngaqala ngisase imbongi. Angilalanga, bengkuze yati. Angilalanga, bengkuze ndumbe. Angilalanga, bengkuze dame. Angilalanga.
Ziyahlakaza ingoma zikaQhizo umdumo weQom. Yena ke wathunwa ngubani ukubana ke ahlabele?
Abantu abangeza ngaze ngafisa ukucula abantu abafana bomzekezeke aboKabelo Bhukalavi Alaska, and then ngasekhaya abantu abafana neAchuzi Go Boys, like ubona like abantu bakoBulawayo baphumelela bashaya iKwaito.
Sekuhlelo Woza Woza Friday siloQhizo sijayiva kamnandi kunjena njeke. Phela usebenza nabaningi lujaha.
Sebenza nabantu abaningi, ama producers all around the country and outside the country. Abantu engisebenze nabo, ngisebenze ne TLC Frame, intwana encane, intwana entsha ezibuye eDebeni. Asebenza lo Imokit SA naye waseDebeni. And then ngase ngisebenza no Ero Manyelo from iGet Physical Music. And then ngase ngisebenza ne DJ yase Angola, uDJ Satellite.
Umdumo ohlakazayo othandwa ngabantu abaningi kuyimpela sonto kunjenjeke abantu baphuma ngazo besiye emcimbini. Zona ziyatholakala yini?
Ingoma zami zitholakala kuwonke ama-digital platforms. Zitholakala boma-iTunes, TreSource, Juno Downloads, Amazon. Maningi ngeze ngiwakhulume nje. Or into ongayenza ungahamba ku www.akwabamusic.com. Then uma ufika lapha bese uya searcha uQhizo QHIZZO. izokuvezela wonke ama links. Machine, I'm begging them, can't say some others with some advantage. I can see Timo yet to look big. It's not my time to look big. Basta suspender to look big.
Messi will tell you what's up. Oh, the Friday. Paget is Casangona Sambili. Good time program can one who impels on the Jan J. Besilethe akalisa khulayo eliphuma kodwa uDiyathunqa okwamanje semshishi emsawawa eMzantsi Afrika uQhizo igama nomngeza Jesus Banda okwanamhlanje kwanele bye bye.
Ke ngomhlabeleli weZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa uQhizo yena ke obe cha lapho umdumo wakulezi nsuku oweGqomqwayito njalo ekuhlelo lwethu le Woza Friday elo Ezra Chisasibanda. Hayi ke isikhathi savumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Yalibu.
Sibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.